there are even more of these fireworks this year. Are you doing good business this one?
Yes, good morning, Ronnie. Every year we do a lot of business. We're the main distributors, one of the largest retailers in the north of England, and basically we have fireworks from all different manufacturers and companies.
You heard some of the phone in this morning. They say you shouldn't be doing this.
Shouldn't be doing it? Oh, it's about deregulation. Let me tell you a few facts and figures. Now, all the major firework industries in the country, and there's Red Dragon Fireworks of Astra. They're part of Astra, which is a new range. Brox, which are part of Standard. Cosmic, which was the best selection national poll in 1991. Black Cat Fireworks, who are major distributors in America. J&M Enterprises Weatherby, Sony Esco Fireworks in Weatherby, Red Lantern Derby, all those are the major, major firework manufacturers and importers in the country. They all import fireworks from the Far East. So regarding the categorisation of fireworks, how the fireworks are categorised is Category 1, 2, 3 and 4. Now, Category 1 is indoor fireworks. Category 2 is garden fireworks, which is a 3-metre fallout distance and spectators must be 5 metres away. Category 3, which is the next category, is 20 metres distance from the fallout and 25 metre spectators. Now, all the issue is really on Category 4
metres. It is, because they're the ones that weren't previously available to people.
That's right, Ronnie. Now, let me tell you a bit about Category 4 material. Now, Category 4 material is only for pyrotechnician use. Now, import licences was abolished by the government in line with the EC. And at the moment, there are no restrictions on importation. And they're trying to get restrictions for anyone, you know, for people not
but
to...
But does it mean, sir, that I could come into your post office here, I could stand on the other side of that counter now and say I want a Category 4 firework? Could I buy one over the counter here?
Not at all. Now, like I say, all fireworks are stringently tested by BS7114. Now, like I say, Standard Fireworks, which are a well-known British company, they import fireworks, the Brox ranges, you know, from China, Far East. Now, all fireworks must carry labels, now approved to BS7114. Now, every firework, if we pick a firework, there should be a label to say approved BS7114, and they should be correctly fused and correctly labelled. Now, there are fireworks that people import, like I say, the import licence were abolished, so people are bringing in fireworks from Germany, from Holland, and from different places without being passed and everything.
So are you saying we should be more careful than perhaps we're being as well?
Well,
fireworks
like I say, Ronnie, it's very hard to get hold of Category 4 material. You usually get them through the back door streets, this, that, the other. But every shop, like I say, you know, they have to carry Category 3. Now, if somebody injures themselves, get lamed or whatever, the Category 4 firework, if it's supplied to them, the person who sold it to them are responsible. But it's very, very hard to get hold of Category 4 material. Now, something was mentioned about fireworks thrown in a bucket of water. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. We get several thousand people through the shop door every year for these fireworks. Now, I'd like anyone, you know, who's been to us to ring in and ask, you know, just mention what they thought of the fireworks that we sell. They come year and year, you know, after each, you know, each year they come. They're highly delighted, highly pleased with them. And a few things, like I say, you know, the quantity is great, they give you a lot more colour, a lot more noise and everything.
Who do you sell to if they come along here? What's your own personal rule of thumb as the people walk into this room?
Well, like you said,
gotta be over 16.
Definitely over 16.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, we've fallen out with so many people, we've had like abuse thrown at, shouted at us at the door because we ask everyone the date of birth, and you know, we ask somebody date of birth and they say the third. And the third doesn't mean a thing. We're very stringent. If they don't say it fluently, we ask for ID, and we will turn people away because we do, you know, we're a main distributor to all pubs, clubs, big societies. In fact, you will listen shortly. There'll be we're doing something for the City of Sheffield at Christmas, and that's going to be publicised, and all the big displays.
Other people walking off the wicker, because there are occasional unsavoury people on the wicker. Other people walking here who look older, but you think, my God, they're not having any of these.
Oh, all the time. All the time. I mean, we've had, you know, little ones coming in saying they're 16, 17. In fact, there was a gentleman who came, he bought a packet of bangers. My staff said that they're for a young lad who was 8 years old outside. So what I did, I said, are they for yourself? He said, yes, they are. I said, will you sign me a piece of paper to say that they're all for you? So if they're not for you and somebody's injured themselves, you will be responsible you know, and he refused to sign. So, you know, for a packet of bangers, it's not worth it to us. We, like I say, our reputation, we supply to a lot of big displays, pubs, clubs, associations, you know, any sort of large displays.
Are you selling more to individual people this year than last year?
Each year we do. As you can see, there's less and less community bonfires. So a lot of people, it's a lovely occasion for the families to get together, buy fireworks, you know, have a barbecue. You know, it's a lovely, lovely occasion for them all to get together.
There are two adults and some children just walked into it now. What's your biggest seller this year?
The biggest seller, what we've got is the whistling mini rockets, which are normally $1.99 down to $1.49. 10 rockets, whistle and bang. They're the fastest seller, but the boxes are the main sellers. Let me just show you this box here. It's a new box.
This is called Jade, right. And it's contained. It's been opened in front of our eyes. These kids are looking at it. Look at those. I'll buy one maybe, including the cookies. BBC Radio Sheffield buying fireworks for November the 5th.